Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Muraj Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio and coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. And brothers and sisters, it is things that's going on today. And these things that's going on today will allow one to understand that there is trouble. And we don't realize, we have not even a clue of what they are doing to us. And it's coming out. But if you're not reading, you will not comprehend it. We must read, and they always taught us not to read. Anything you want to know is written already. It allows you to see what is actually going on and what they're doing to us. Now, we was in slavery, and we suffered the bounds of slavery. But we didn't understand that this is modern-day slavery. And modern-day slavery did not just get created at all. It was something that was here and something they planned for years. Matter of fact, Willie Lynch said, I want to show you how you can keep those niggers in slavery for thousands of years. Can you imagine that? And he came in here on a boat. And the boat he came in on, he wanted to convince the people there in the South how you can keep them in slavery. And he realized, without a shadow of a doubt, he realized this could be done, but you're not going to be able to bring it to fruition if you don't get that man out of the house. What made him think of that? Can you imagine what made him think of the idea of getting us men out of the house? And he taught that. He physically used a specimen of you and I, but he made sure he got a very large man, a specimen of a strong buck, as they call him. And this man was about 6'6". 240 pounds, muscle, lean, mean. And he tied his hands behind his back, which they are doing today. They dragged that man. They called it up to tie him and dragging him and took his life. And they're trying to testify. They called them all kinds of niggers. Today, this happened about a month ago. And that African-American man died. But they did this in 1818. So are they repeating themselves? Yes, they are. They're repeating themselves. It says history repeats itself. So if you didn't get it way back then, you were seeing it for yourself. Why? We have what we call TV, internet. These cellular phones that they created to hear us, to know where we at all times, done backfire. Because it's one thing to look at something and say you looked at it, they say, oh, you couldn't see. You didn't see the real deal. And sometimes you can see it for yourself on TV, and they are vindicated. Why? because you don't understand that you are not human to them. Did you forget that not only they treat us like an animal, they called us a nigger, they said all the worst things, the despicable things about us, came up with the idea that you was three-fifths of a human being. That makes you not human. And my sisters out there, this is Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent, Mirage Speaks. I try my best to give you what I study. I try my best to see for myself what is literally going on. I live amongst them. I walk amongst them. I've done things that shock and amaze them, but I knew their weakness. On the dollar bill, in God we trust. They don't trust nobody but that dollar. So you mean nothing to them. Allow me to inform you, my sisters, is that around the globe, whether you are king, whether you are rich, or you can be just a normal person with good morals, that father will marry his daughter to you. And around the world, if you will travel, men have more than one woman all through history. Look at Pharaoh. Look at Moses. Look at Abraham. Isn't it amazing that all these men had, why? They never, for whatever reason, didn't tell you that Jesus had a wife. Now, how many, they don't talk about it. They don't even print it. Something to say, keep it off the air. And so we're going to talk about that, God willing. And my topic is obedience to God. That's Allah. Obedience to Allah. Are you obedient to Allah? Are you obedient to God? Those who don't know what Allah means. I'm talking about you newcomers, because my Christians, my Jews, my Hindus, all of them, even my Buddhists, that listens to me understand that Allah means the God. No, nothing different. And hopefully, in this short period of time, I can enlighten you and enable you to see it's more than just money. It's more than yourself, your family. We are a community, and this community that God is talking about is the community that he created. Who is that? That human being. You ever go around the ants? It's a community. How about the birds? They're a community. How about the animals? They're a community. But for some reason, we are the community, and yet we are not communities of the human family. So my sister, in America, is the only country they say one wife. And you grasp that understanding that it should be only one man to a woman. Now, I'm not trying to teach polygamy. It's like saying you have a car, your wife should have a car. Why? She want to go places. They don't want you to just drive her everywhere. You gone with the car wherever you went, she can't go nowhere unless she walk or she ride by a friend. So you would like to have two cars, but what happens to your daughter that grows up? Oh, she need a car? Because she's borrowing your car, your wife's car, and you get tired of that. But now you got three cars, but you got a son. You don't think he want a car? Yes. Now you got four cars. So I continue on.
You got the point. But can you afford four cars? Can you afford three cars? How about two? Because you got to keep the gas in the tank. The tires got to be rotated. You got to tune it up. You got to wash it. And every 10 miles, you got to take it in so they can work on it. Well, you can't afford all that. So you neglect the automobile. Why? Because you can't afford it. But if you ain't nobody new, one car is enough for you. But you took it literally. Someone says, and you hear women say it all the time, if you ain't but no one, wife is enough. Yeah, it's enough. You can't afford the other one. Why is it only one wife in America? So let me enlighten you. That diabolical mind we refer to as a Caucasian. Some refer to as white. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us when we was young, they devils. But that slave master loved that black woman. She has what his wife don't have. She's built. That black woman is built. I'm talking about curves, as we used to say, shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle, whatever that means. They used to use that saying. Beautiful skin. Does not grow hair on their face like the Caucasian women did back then. They came from Europe. You call them white. No, they didn't have, they wasn't in the sun. It has nothing to do with the nationality. It has something to do with where you come from. You go in Africa, 120 degrees or more, you're going to be black. That's the sun. But if you didn't live there, you don't have to be black. In the way of color, they say. And you know black is not a color, but it's a name we gave them. And so they said to that slave master, the wife is talking now. You see this land we have, acres of land. You see this big castle. Well, I'm telling you, my offspring going to catch hell because the law says in America, if the father dropped the seed, everything that that child that's attached to that seed is entitled to what the father has. So Miss Mary, Miss Susan, whatever her name may be, she said, you got to stop this because my offspring is not going to be able of this law to keep those illegitimate children, those bastards, those niggas that you love, is going to come back and say, this is their land, this is their property, whatever money's in the bank. Oh, hell no, that's not going to happen. Okay, Mary, I'll do it. I'll make them illegitimate. It worked for a while. Then they was making more babies and more babies. And here she come again. That's not going to work, illegitimate. That's still your wife. Because back then, there wasn't no piece of paper. What paper did Moses have? What paper did Joseph have? What paper did Abraham have? There was no such thing as paper. Let me give you a metaphor. Even today, you go into the courtroom with your husband. Why is he your husband? You're going to tell the judge, I married you. Yes? Did you all consummate the marriage? Did we consummate the marriage? My mother, my father, my friends, my siblings, everyone was there. And we had the preacher. What you got to say, sir? Yes, my family was there too. Did y'all sign that piece of paper? Yes, we signed that piece of paper. Did you consummate the marriage? Your Honor, we had all of our families. We had stamp approval. We're married. I gave her a ring. She gave me a ring. She did everything the Lord says. So you don't understand. Did you consummate the marriage? What do you mean? Did y'all have sex? And the woman hollers, hell no. I didn't like him 3 days after I married him. Well, what are you doing in the courtroom now? I'm in the courtroom because I'm tired of waking up to him. I want a divorce. What about you say, sir? I want a divorce. I didn't want her. She don't have to give me anything. I don't want her. He said, did you know that y'all haven't comprehended what I asked you? Did you consummate the marriage? Did you have sex? I told Your Honor, I don't want no sex with her, and I told you I don't want no sex with him. You're not married. You're in the wrong courtroom. You didn't consummate it. There's no marriage. So even today, it has a significance to it, is that there was never two pieces of paper to tell any individual what to do. That piece of paper, you tell that wife, you better have my children, you better cook my food, you better clean my clothes, and she reverts back to slavery. Oh, hell no. All of a sudden, she'll tell you what to do with that piece of paper. So she ain't interested. However, back then, it was your will. So if you allow him to enter into you, that's the consummate. Y'all back. Okay, y'all don't care about that no more. There's no more morals. There's pills to stop you from getting pregnant. But that's all you worry about. The average virgin will tell you that in a minute. First one knows if you're going to hurt her. She don't want no pain because something never been in her is getting ready to enter into her. Are you going to hurt her? No, dear, I'm not going to hurt you. Well, the other thing she wants to know is you're going to make her pregnant because she can't hide from her mother if she's pregnant. No, I'm not going to pregnate you. And last but not least, do you love me? Now, you say no, it's over. If you say I got to think about it, you ain't getting anything. Yes, I'm married. All of a sudden, y'all come together. So that's a marriage. So now that you can't comprehend that, and that's the reality of life, let's fast forward. So the men today, and they from the slave master's family, they don't have one wife. They call it one. But how is it that all these white folks getting busted? They getting busted for black women and others. One owns a football organization, one of the best, called the Patriots. He had to pay millions to stop those 80 women from him sexing. All of a sudden, Austin had a whole lot of them, from young to old. You name them, he had them. But for some reason, he died in jail. You believe that? I'll show you the Brooklyn Bridge. How did he get out of that prison? That's a long story. They say he's dead. The women is the weakness of the man. And the wife can't fulfill the duty, so they go out. And they found out that this Epstein and his proletary, which is a female, has all, not some, all from presidents on down to senators to preachers to rabbis, you name it, they got them under the moral act. Inaction. You want a little boy, you're being filmed. You want a three-year-old girl, you're being filmed. You want to sex this one, that one, you want them all, you're being videoed. Then they come back and they bribe you with your own moral. I can go on and on and on. So how is it are hundreds of women and one wife in America? But in other countries, there's more than 4, which we are only taught in the Quran. If we follow the Quran, we have to stay there. However, there's many men got wives after wives after wives after wives, and all of them are successful. All of them are doing well by each other. But you in America have been tricked again. Now, brothers and sisters, on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, I give it to you straight. Can I speak the language of the Quran? I'm not no expert, but I know the language. I know the language in the sense of the word that I study that language, and I don't study where I can speak it. I study what I need in the language of Allah. See, we Muslims and Islam believe our God is talking. And because of that reason, brothers and sisters, that I'm able to define in the language that I'm speaking to that everybody can comprehend. Now, what I firstly to get to that understanding is who I am. And whoever I am, I ask Allah to govern my tongue. I ask Allah to allow me to give to you what I've been studying and have seen and have put it into practice. I've done all of that. There's a young lady that called me today and said she wanted to interview me, but she don't know me. She don't have a clue. But if she's listening, my studying and knowing the will of God is I've done something that a lot of people cannot do. And I don't give myself the credit because if it came to fruition, it have to be what? The will of God. Because I come from a background that didn't teach me what I know. I assume it wasn't meant. What did I do? I believe that is no stopping me now, and I will continue. So how many African Americans can say, if you're listening, and there's over 3 million that went viral 3 times, so those are millions of people. How many of you all know that if you close your eyes and just go on YouTube, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Instagram, you name them all, just put in my name, I'm gonna pop up. It's an enemy. Stay tuned. There's a lot of states. There's a lot of cities. Just go in your library. I'm in the library. What newspaper do you read? I'm in every newspaper in this country. Now, I'm not talking around the world because I do that too. I'm known around the world. I'm known in Israel. I'm known in China. I'm known in South Africa. I'm known around the world. I couldn't have done that. I'm from the projects. But where there's a will, there's a way. If you don't in your law and do the right thing, he's not going to help you. But he gives us the angels. He gives us the jinn. I'm talking about the good jinn that heard a beautiful recital. Nor jinn nor man should ignore that recital. So I said to myself, what am I going to speak about? It doesn't come to me. I have an idea, and sometimes I'll switch up. But I say, Bismillah, with God's name, and I ask Allah to cover my tongue. So I'm using this phrase to get to where I'm going. I haven't started my topic yet. But I am saying to you, without a shadow of a doubt, is that you don't understand what day we're living in. And this is the day you should be obedient to God. Or guess what? That jinn, that Satan as we call him, that devil is going to take you out of here. Because why? You won't listen. Satan, you believe that Satan is another God.
Satan doesn't fight God, brothers and sisters. They got you fooled. Satan loves God. Well, why do he do what he is doing? Because he don't love you and I. He does not care about you and I. For what reason? The same reason you got with that female that got your husband. Anything, destroy her. Matter of fact, I heard women say, if I saw her in the street, I would run her over. Is that a devil? Now, you're not a devil, literally. I don't want you to misconstrue, but you can act like one. You can act like that devil. And now you're in jail for 30 years, and you're sitting there, and you meditating, and you say, what the hell did I do with myself? Jealousy destroys within. So Satan is jealous of us. He's jealous of us because we're the crown of creation. But why? Because just saying that to you, you wouldn't comprehend. Why is he so jealous of us? Because he cannot go against God. No, he cannot. He serves God. He is a second creation when it comes to creatures that was created. There's only three creatures. Now, everything else, Allah created, of course. But you and I had a right to accept God or reject him. That was too much power. The animals can't do that. The ants can't do that. The birds can't do that. Nor could the sun, the moon, the stars. Not a leaf, you hear me? Not a leaf falls from a tree without God's will. But you and I, the last one on this planet, and he put Adam in charge over his garden? Oh, hell no, Iblis says. Not me. And I'm created out of smokeless fire, meaning I've been purified. How is it that this creature you put over top of your God? Is it amazing? I can go further to bring you to the forefront. Then I really get away from what I can. But it does help you. You give baby food. So if you believe that this slave master came over here on the boat, Willie Lynch, and tied that black man's hands behind his back, tied his 2 feet, one to one horse and the other one to the horse's hook. His legs are tied. Then tar and feather him. They ain't put no cold tar on him. And strike a match and send the horses opposite direction. Oh, that's a chill. It blew your mind, sister. Your little girl was there watching that. Put fear in the little boys was watching that. But he sent the message, man cannot help you. And from that day to the day, you are scared of Willie Lynch. And you believe he's a god. Because look what he did to your father. Look what he did to your brother. Look what he did to your husband. Look what he did to your son. That's a shock. So you taught your child, that little girl, we the man here. Don't you count on these men. They can't do nothing for themselves. Look what just happened. But Willie Lynch said, who's going to get them out the house? The woman. Oh, that was 1818. My sister, today you tell the woman, man, to get the hell out the house. Today you throw his clothes out the window. Today you don't like them because you heard about the of the woman.
So you're jealous. You know, I like to tell this story. It's just something that comes to my mind. A brother married a young girl. He was 70 years old. I had a little young girl, and she was 19, 20. Father and mother was very happy because he was a righteous man, and his brother took care of his wife. And so she gave it to him. Well, he was happy with her. So when they come to the barbershop, they say, "Hey, brother, how's that young wife you got?" "Oh, she's an angel." "Yes, she's an angel. She don't know nothing about this world." 5 years go by. "How's that beautiful young angel you got?" "Ah, she's great. She's an angel." 10 years went by. Same thing. "She's an angel." 20 years went by. "Yeah, she's an angel." But he decides to take on a second wife. So he comes home to see his wife, but she was gone. She's out of the car. Now he got more than one car. But she's coming from the grocery store. He brings in the bags and see this female. "Dolly, who is that?" "Oh, this is my second wife. I want to introduce her to you." "Okay, let me put my bags down." And he's standing there talking to her. All of a sudden, a knife come past him. Whew. Oh, that shocked you. And here come a hammer. Now, he's messed up. Good thing both of them missed. But she goes and gets the gun. And bullets is flying. He grabs his second wife, and they run out of the house. He got away. He goes to the barbershop. "Hey, brother, how's that beautiful virgin, that angel that you married?" "She's a devil." "Why is he calling her a devil?" She tried to kill both of them. Out of what? Jealousy. That is Satan. That's who he is. He could not accept us being the children of Adam that has a right to say yes or no. "Do you believe in God?" "Yes, I do." "The next week, do you believe in God?" "Hell no, I don't." "Do you serve God?" "I went to church, the masjid, the synagogue every day." "You go now?" "Nope." "You don't pray now?" "Nope." "Were you cursing God?" "No, I don't curse him. I don't know if I can believe him. I can't see him anyway." Well, what creature, what living life planet does not submit to the will of God? Now, you should be dead, but you're not. Why? Because those vital organs submit to God. That heart keeps you alive, submits to God. So you can be a pimp. You can be a dope dealer. You can be a prostitute. You can be a freak. You can have, well, they say a woman likes to have this sex. She don't care who it is, where it is. She just got a habit. She got a problem. You can do all that. But it's called temporary heaven for permanent hell. Allah will reward you because he gave you permission. Well, Satan does not like that. And he asked God, "Please give me the rights to prove to you that this great creation that you created, it's going to turn against you. I'll come from the left and the right and cross them up in between." Whoa. So God gave him permission. He said, "But you have no power over them." That's the key. He has no power. He can't make you move out of that chair. He can't make you run. He can't make you hide. He can't steal nothing from you. So what do he use? Your appetite. He can't touch that demon of the future, the nature in which you was created. He can't deal with your spirit.
That's God's spirit. We're the only creature that came in here, and a lot of that didn't have to bring us in dead. Everything came in here was dead, including the light. That's the angel, including the smoke is fire. That's the jinn. Where we come from, the earth, mud, dirt, and clay. But we got so hung up on it that we didn't understand. Allah said, I'll create a khalifa in the earth. That got me. I was only 14 years old. That got me in the earth. I couldn't figure that out. 15, 16, 17, 18, the 1975. I couldn't figure that out. So some things you just leave it alone. You trust in Allah until he gives it to you because only he pleases. If a leaf falls from the tree without his will, how are you going to get the understanding unless he gives you the will? But you have to struggle for it. First comes difficulties, then comes ease. So you got to want to do this. You got to want to study this. You want to understand what day it is and why are we here? What are we here for? And what do he want us to be over top of the earth with a khalifa? The khalifa is the last. So it means we dictate, we rule. No, that's not what it is. We oversee us. We see something wrong. We try to change it with our hands. Can't change with your hands. Change it with your tongue. Can't change with your tongue. You change it with your heart. And some dummy will tell you literally that's the less of the three. Oh, that's so unintelligent. Prayer is powerful, fool. You go to your gravesite, the more people come out and make a dua, that's powerful to open the gates of heaven. You can't open it, and you can't will it. But you sure can pray Allah that gun that's at your head, that Allah remove it. Don't tell me prayer ain't powerful, but Allah says, try on your own. You take a step, I take two. Try to see if you could change it with your own, you spineless individual. And if you can't change it, you change it with your tongue. You talk the way out of it. But today you came and hollered from the fourth floor because that bullet will hit you in your head. So what is powerful? Because you tried everything else. Prayer is powerful. That heart is in tune with God. Even though you don't do what you're supposed to do, that heart keeps you alive. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And so what you understand today, we're being tricked by Satan. We're being deceived by Satan. And all of a sudden, we fell in love with him again. How in the world that we was taught by the Honorable Muhammad, and I'm not just talking to you FOIs and you MGTs, I'm talking about from Dr. King on down, heard the Honorable Muhammad. And I can talk about some things that he has used himself. One of the reasons his life, they thought he was going to come with the Honorable Muhammad. They really thought that. So Satan learned how he can get full control of we as a people. And it's simple. Fear. I see grown men and women were strong in the 60s, strong in the 80s, strong men and women. Today, they tell you to shoot that needle. Yes, the boss. I don't want to die, boss. Oh, that's a fake. That's a lie. Oh, it breaks my heart, brothers and sisters. I have to tell you all that to get to we. Yes, the boss. Yes, I can't own nothing, boss. Yes, I father, I'm like my own and have my own restaurant, but I don't have it no more, boss. You come in my neighborhood and take over. We control the whole boxing industry. Oh, no. You let them come in and cut our hair. My brother, we cook our own black-eyed peas, cornbread, fried chicken, Not no more. And I have two legs, and I have, it's a shame, it's just a disgrace. And we say, so y'all know, show you how Allah is, we Muslim. You're right, you Muslim. We Muslim. Right. And who is the Jews? They Muslims, but they successful. Who is the Christians? They Muslim, but they successful. Who is us? We're Muslim, but we ain't successful. We own nothing in our neighborhood. And all of them came from the teaching, do for self. All of them. So this is the proof. Muslim has nothing to do with religion. You can't take the nature of a human being, including that Ku Klux Klan, including that man that believes he's God. All of them are Muslims. But they got away from their Deen al-Fitr on a high level, put you back into slavery. Us, we got away from our Deen al-Fitr because we're not together. How do you expect to be successful? We are sending our children to school to learn how to work for them, not to create anything. And this is the killer. There's 30 million. Can you imagine 30 million put up $10? Do the math. But the fight is who's going to handle the money. The fight is who's going to disperse the money. So you ain't giving one damn nickel. I wouldn't care if you got millions in the bank. I don't care if you got $100 in the bank. You're not giving up nothing. That's how they got to separate, divide, and conquer. I don't care how intelligent you are. And then soon as you get strong, that looks like you're going to bring about a change, all of a sudden James Brown died. All of a sudden Michael Jackson died. All of a sudden Dick Gregory is no longer here. All of a sudden Muhammad Ali is struck with Parkinson. All of a sudden Prince, who don't bother nobody, dies on a rich plane. Something they fed him. Bob Marley, the guy went to his grave and said, I couldn't get him. But when I got up on that mountain and brought him Nikes, which he loved, I think it was Nike, well, you got the point. And he stuck his foot in and said, oh, he said, I got him. Shot him. Shot him with a disease. Came and took over the Indians, wasn't supposed to land here. He went the wrong way, so he saw a group of black men. And he said, oh, name them Indian. Their name wasn't Indian. He named it because he thought he was going to India. Chicken pox in the blanket. They like to put blankets around them. They make blankets for the animals they slaughter so they can be warm. How did that happen, brothers and sisters? So you think after 400 years of slavery, after the Honorable Muhammad for over 45 years telling you that they are devils. Now, I'm not talking to you Christians that think about coming to Islam or choose not to. Now, I'm not talking to you when I speak about this. I'm talking to the lieutenants, the captains, the ministers, the NGT, the FOI. They hoodwink. Now they got a new thing. They finding out that millions of you all have died from that needle and they was hiding. Now they're getting ready to speak about it. And they are saying those who took the needle, they feel sorry for them. It ain't going to happen now. Not going to happen 6 months. But they believe in another 2 years, millions of them are going to die. Has nothing to do with Allah. Allah
is killing you. You decide to put something in you that you have no knowledge of. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get away from this and go to my subject. I'm saying to you all that I taught my children, don't you take nothing if you can't read the ingredients. And my little son came home, and he was only 3 years old, 4 years old, and he was hollering, "Mommy, Mommy, Daddy." And we come running, we thought something was wrong. He said, "I didn't eat it, Daddy. I didn't eat it, Mommy." "What are you talking about? They gave me something. I couldn't read it, but I put it in my pack bag." And I said, "Well, what's in there?" "Ice cream." Now, I thought it was ice cream wrapped up. No, he said he couldn't read it. It was ice cream cone. That little boy melted all that all over his pack bag because he was taught, if you can't read it, don't use it. These men and women are 50, 60, 80, they can't even read what that needle is, what's in the needle, and they're using it. When I went back, and they saying those who took that needle is worse than ones who did not, because it's now beginning, if you associate with it, it's beginning to get into your system. They are saying if you get on the plane and go to another country, you didn't have it when you went in that country. But you didn't have to go in the country. All you had to do was get on the plane, and all that comes into your system come back with a disease. And you'll lose your life because you have nothing to fight for it to stop it. So we die young. And this is happening every day. We don't even have a clue. But they're saying, we want to know the difference of those who die with a illness and those who you charge with COVID-19. They got a study, brothers and sisters, is that they went and searched 90% of all you who took the test. And the doctors found now that there is no test. So that was a lie. Now you can take the mask off because why? The mask is killing the babies. The mask is killing grown men and women that's already ill. And they know you're getting ready to come down on them, so they're saying you don't have to wear a mask. Now, I went in these big stores. I don't wear no mask. I trust in my Lord, vitamins, and I do my exercise. So I don't fear that. But I go in, I gotta respect them. Targets, Walmart, they don't say nothing. Now I have to be handled down by the boss. They don't say nothing to you. And 80% still wear it. But 20%, mostly white folks, don't have it on. I don't have it on. And I go into these stores. But what takes me to the black community is they got us walking around like Pee Wee Herman. Tight pants, tight ankles. You can't even buy a decent pair of pants today. So let me go in the black neighborhood. So I walked in, and there's about 20 people in the store. And here come a lady. "Sir, sir, you got to put that mask on." I said, "I do." "Yes, I lied." I said, "I got my shot, young lady." "Yes, I know that. But you got to put it on. That's the law here." Who gave them the law? Who told her that? That only happens in the Negro area because no one gave her standing. If, in fact, I did have it, yes, I'm deadly to everybody that's around me. Oh, this is the reality. You can't say you didn't hear it. See, that's one thing about telling the truth and not what you read. One thing about that, brothers and sisters, it allows you to get rewarded even if you don't accept it.
That's the way our Lord works. So we are saying to everyone out there that this radio show is not just about religion, trusting in Allah and trusting in that which you believe, whether you're Christian, you're a Jew, or any other religion, that trust in what you read and live it. So the Quran is the forefront. And Al-Islam is the last development for the human being. So we begin always with God's name. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We always start off with God's name. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We witness that God is one and the creator of everything in the heavens and in the earth. With that, God is one and the only one. We bear witness openly that there is only but one God. And surely I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We always say with God's name because we can't come in God's name, so we don't use the word in the name of God. It doesn't mean you said something wrong. God knows your heart, and that's how he judges, by the heart. But when you come into the understanding that you can never be in God, God is in us, but we're not in God. So we say with God because God travels everywhere we go. You go to sleep with God, you wake up with God. Tell him, young lady, how old are you? I'm 7. Where is God? He's closer to me in my jugular vein. So every person that's blessed, stand that God is with you. Do you talk to him? No. You believe you have to go through a third party to talk to your Lord. But yet he's close to you in his jugular vein. And we are talking about God that created this God and this earth, everything down here and up there. If we're talking that God, then we are talking about the same God. Because what you are saying is no different than what any religion says. We are with God. That is why in the Quran, we are told to say to the people of the book, meaning the Jews and the Christians, and your God and our God is one and the same. And most people don't know, and they try to make you think, because that's how Satan is, that we got different gods. But if you can read the Bible, and read the Torah, that is man of Judaism, and you can read those comments that will allow you to see the right way, a way that God for them is God, and that means the sky and the earth and the human being. And when you are reading the gospel, the New Testament, clearly you will see God for Christianity is the same God, yes, the same God that created everything. Read it. We who read try to explain the self of God. We the Muslims, we try to explain beyond where God says going with us to reveal himself. What is his self? That's what you're searching for. His self. The Christian said his self. What is his self? Well, in Christ Jesus, them learning. His followers, they were studying of Scripture. Now, isn't that amazing that Jesus left, but he left them studying? Because there's no ending, brothers and sisters. There's no ending whatsoever in the wisdom and knowledge of God. You have to continue to study. It's like being a doctor. You just don't get your master's degree and quit. You get your doctorate, and you still don't quit. You try to get another degree, and you go through the same difficulties to get a double master, a triple master. And then you got to go, and you want a double doctorate, and you want a triple doctorate. And you want to study all the way to your grave. That's what Allah says. From the cradle to the grave, you all stop studying. So his students study. And they study even of the person, Jesus Christ. But they had not yet, they did not learn enough. So he left them studying. That's what he did. So they can grasp the understanding and understand why did he come and what made him give them something that they couldn't comprehend, but they wanted to know what does it mean? What's the conclusion of what is self? So they studied that of Jesus. Is he Jesus, the human moral of the human being? They didn't know that. And is he divine? It took centuries for them to come to a conclusion. They did not have all of them in the same agreement at all. But we the Muslims are to try to comprehend and give to you. We accept that Christians believe in the same God. We believe in that. Because Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace upon him, himself, never stopped the Christians from existence and being in the Muslim land. This is the prophet. So something he knew that most people don't know today. Because today you would say, oh, my aunt is not a Muslim. My uncle is not a Muslim. My sibling, he's not a Muslim. Oh, you can't bury this Christian in this graveyard because they are not Muslim. See how far Satan has took us? How is it, brothers and sisters, that we are the last creature on earth, the last? So trillions of years, thousands of years, if you can comprehend, was here before us. But today we're saying who can go on God's earth and who cannot. Something is wrong with that. So we unconsciously, and I give that credit, we unconsciously is preventing another Muslim in the grave site that God created. So we had cut off. You can't bury your mother in my grave site. Oh, hell no. Not my grave site. You Muslim in your nature, can no one take it from you, and you going in my grave site. I evolved from that kindergarten stuff. So we can't be hung up. Yes, you're going to get killed. And nobody wants a dummy around. You're a robot. When you come in, we make money because we're losing money. Kill this one. I'm sorry, he died. What did he die? He died from a heart attack. What did he die from? COVID-19. What did he die from? COVID-19. What did he die from? COVID-19. What the hell is COVID-19? Well, they found it. They sure found what COVID-19 is. It is a patent. A patent from who? Anthony, whatever Anthony Bonzi or whatever his name is. I forget his name. You know, these people, brothers and sisters, got us hoodwinked. And now there's meaning of that syrup that shoots in you. They got to get rid of it. So now come to the store. I'll give you free beer. Shoot the needle. Come to the store. I'll give you free food stamps. Shoot the needle. Come to you. I'll give you some money for your tuition. Shoot the needle. You're behind in rent. Shoot the needle. Well, what kind of bargain is that? You want a new car? Die. You want a new home? Die. You want a new this? You want a new that? They want you dead. So yes, years they've been thinking about it because what did Willie Lynch say? Get that man out of the house. And you know what, brothers and sisters? I want you to think about this. Yes, you tell the man to get out. But most of the time, the lord of the house is the woman. So if she's the lord of the house, that means she's intelligent. So once you send that man out the house, you've lost your intelligence. So you're killing the babies quicker. He ain't know it's going to work like that. It's backfiring because you got little boys want to switch like mama because there ain't no daddy around. You got little boys that want to be a woman because why? The woman loves it. They love that, but they don't want daddy. Why? Because their blood, their nature, their being on the fitter is not talking to him. No, you talking to him. Your daddy is no good. He is nothing. And don't you grow up loving him. Mention his name in the house. So you help Satan do what he never thought would happen in the 20th century. So this is 21st century, brothers and sisters. This is insane. It's insane what's going on. So now you hate the man. You literally hate the man now. But you don't really hate the man because it ain't in your nature to hate him. Because he came here with you. Adam and Eve came here as one soul. But you don't really hate him. Why? Well, you end up being a man. Now, how the hell do you hate a man and then grow up to be a man? Something is very hypocritical with that. I can't call you a hypocrite. There's something very hypocritical with that, that you don't love the man, but you want to play man. See, like me, you would find something different. Play an animal. Play a pig. Play a horse. Maybe we can't say too much about. But you can't hate something and be that too. Hypocritical. You may say, Moran comes right down the pipe. You know, when I was raising my daughters, I taught them. One day my daughter came home and she said, Daddy, do you know Miss Militant? I call her Miss Militant because that girl was powerful. I knew she's going to be successful in the world. She's going to be a great lawyer. I call her Angela Davis, so I just used the word Miss Militant. She said she was crying, Daddy. I said, why is she crying? She said she was crying because she saw her boyfriend with another woman. I said, what did you say? I told her she was a fool. I said, yes, but you can't say that. She said, why? Because you never ate cake. What do you mean, Daddy? I said, if your mother fed you cake at 1 year old, you wouldn't have ate your vegetables. If she would have fed you cake at five, that's all you want. So when you get a taste of cake, it's delicious. You want more. So you didn't taste cake, so you don't know what it feels like. And then I got a little strong and said, oh, Daddy, don't talk like that. You can't talk like that. Oh, yes, I am. You're going to get it straight. If you prevent eating all these sweets and eat what's healthy for you, if you never taste it, you wouldn't crave for it. She had a taste of cake, and she's craving for it, meaning she had sex. That's why she's crying. Because any other time, she just say, oh, hell with him. And so her brothers, and she got a lot of them, they made sure that she does not talk on the telephone, because when that phone rings, everybody picks up. And if it's a boy, they go and see him. Why? What little boy at 12 years old ain't going to marry a girl? So what are you coming around for? Why are you on my telephone? Get your education. You can talk to anybody you want. You don't do that to the boys. Okay. But you are the carrier of every human being. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you with my mother. And you all thought it was physical. You're a mother if you're a female. Every woman is a mother. And every woman may have another Jesus that come through their womb. Not in the physical specimen that Jesus is going to come back, or his Virgin Mary going to come back. It had nothing to do with that. It has something to do, you're going to multiply. So it takes man and woman to multiply, not two women and not two men. It takes man and women to multiply. So when my daughter finally got married, she said, Daddy, I'm ready to get married. I said, okay. She got married. And she said, Daddy, I think we having a child, but I ain't doing anything, Daddy. I said, okay. It's all right, dear. Oh, he come out speaking like Jesus. She started laughing. You ain't married. And you ain't going to give me no baby if it's not without the aid of a man. It better come out speaking. But that was just a metaphor. It's a sense of humor. She is married. You married. Every female is married that can produce a child. Now, what about that woman that can't produce nothing? Never had a child. Well, it ain't just what comes out of the womb from your neck down. Your mind is a womb. And you develop babies. It's called thoughts. But you got to bring that baby into fruition. So your mind is powerful, sister. Well, let's look at it. Let's see what Allah said. What makes the man different than the female? Allah says it's masculine ability. Well, what about Lord? Do he have the same spirit I have? Yes. Do he have the same heart I have? Yes. Do he have the same being out of scripture and the nature of what you created? Yes. Do he have the same conscience, my taqwa? Yes. So I have all of that except he has the masculine ability. Yes. So he becomes the leader, the ruler. Now you have some sisters saying, well, I should be able to give Juma. I'm quite sure you qualify. But a leader is 24-7. Mathematically, you cannot be 24-7. So if you're a leader, you got to take time off. Why? It's a menstrual. You got to go through a cleaning process. So you can't think of no one else. Because some have side effects, not all. Well, I ain't talking about the exception to the rule.
and don't let you get pregnant, now you got all kinds of systems. So you can't rule. However, if Eve was asked the question by Adam, he would have never ate that apple.
Don't tell me that woman ain't powerful. She got intuitive. She got intuition. She's powerful. But she don't know how powerful she is. Stay in your place. Your place is what? To give Adam that ability to run his type through every human being. That's why we're the children of Adam. And Mary don't care you call him Adam because we are one. When you say Adam, you talking about Eve. And when you say Eve, you talking about Adam. You can't split them two. So how is the day you are splitting? Forget the physical split because some women are handicapped. Some men are handicapped. So it can't be that. In your intellectual mind, it's called womb. The class room, she raises all of us. She teaches love and affection. She teaches caring and sensitivity. She gives us what man can't give. Every person that you can name that's a man, name them all. They all got to come through that tunnel. Don't you tell me that woman is not a bad woman. I like this story. Well, Goliath told those kings, say, y'all can't get Samson. Samson's beating everybody, your army and the animals. No one could beat Samson, but I can. You can, you and what army? I don't need no army, but I want 100 pieces of gold for each one of y'all. There's about 20 of them. And you're going to deliver Solomon. Say, I mean, Goliath and Samson. You're going to deliver Samson. Say, yes, I'm going to deliver Samson. What do you need? I need my perfume and my negligees and put me out there in the desert. With no army, no protection, just put me out there. Here comes Samson. He coming there like a gorilla, looking around. Who he going to fight? He starts smelling that perfume and saw that woman in that nightgown. And next thing you know, fast forward, Samson laying in her lap. She playing with his hair. Oh, Samson, what is your weakness? That's only $3 million. So now, of course, he want to do what he's been doing. She ain't letting him. She pushed him away. She ain't playing with that hair no more. And he just here, brother, sister. But anyway, she ain't playing with that hair no more. What's wrong? You don't trust me with what you have that secret. Then you can't have me no more. That went on for 2-3 days, and he gave in. He told him, what is your weakness, Samson? My hair. Now, her hair, now think about that, her hair. See, I like this because I read all this stuff, but then I dig a little deeper as Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. He always say, yeah, those fairy tales sound good, but dig a little deeper. So when you dig a little deeper, you realize that when he woke up and saw those men in that tent, he jumped up, but he was weak. Why? She cut his hair off. Now, stay right there in kindergarten. She cut his hair off. He was weak. And she told him, do not harm a hair on his body. They took him in. They all gave her 100 pieces of gold. Remember, not currency, gold. He's smart. He said, where is he? Oh, he's out there pushing the wheel, turning the wheel. Now, the wheel was tied around him. It take 100 men to pull that wheel. He was pulling it. She ran and took her skirt and opened it up so he could see her legs, and he kept moving. She ran and
pull the skirt up a little more. He kept moving. She knew it. She went back in and said, I told you not to touch a hair on his body. They blind him. We didn't touch his body close to his eyes. So now he's in chains. She snuck in the dungeon, and she said, oh, Sasso, he heard her name, jumped up. You devil, you no good devil. Get out of here. I will kill you with my bare hands. Oh, he was saying, oh, no, Sasso, no. And she jumped in his arms. He could have crushed her. Oh, Sasso, I love you. I didn't know they were going to do this to you. I will lead you to the pillar. The pillars what holds up the community. Now, brothers and sisters, do you like that story? Hair represents knowledge. Muscles represent the strength and the obedience to God. Has nothing to do with Samson with all these muscles. Has nothing to do with him beating lions and tigers and men. But that mind, you can get away from all them tigers and lions. That mind, while that you have, you can get away from all these high moral, all the women or men or anyone that's trying to deceive you. Because why? You got muscles and your faith and your belief. And the hair, because it comes from the brain, runs, it represents knowledge. So here's a female took Samson down. Why? He went for the okey-doke. What was between her legs was more powerful than his belief in God. So you want to have four wives, brother. It says two, three, or four. But here comes the most gorgeous woman you ever saw, man. I'm just telling you, she's so gorgeous. She's so beautiful. You couldn't wait to get her. And she comes on. So my father taught me, don't ever chase the pretty woman. Because if she wants you, she'll come get you, and everybody else don't have what you have. She wants you. So I ain't never chased the pretty woman. But this one, here she comes. Boy, is she gorgeous. And she tried. And she tried. And she tried. 5 years went by. Try some more. Five more years. Try some more. Five more. Try some more. What the hell do I don't have? She has everything. But Allah said two, three, or four. So if I went five, I'm on my own. If I choose corruption, I'm on my own. If I choose deceitful, I'm on my own. If I choose the lie, I'm on my own. If I choose with no morals, I'm on my own. If I choose not to be obedient to God, I'm on my own. I'm now down in animal kingdom. I'm down there where the animals are because I'm not paying attention to my soul. I'm not paying attention to my spirit. I'm not paying attention to my deen or the fitra. I'm not paying attention my taqwa, my God conscious. So I'm down there in animal kingdom. I'm acting like an animal. Yes. In the heart, in the intellectual mind, the demon fitra gives up on you because you're the boss. So you're down there suffering. You're on drugs. You're on skid row. You don't care who goes in you anymore. You don't even count it anymore. You don't even want a husband anymore. You just gave up. You're down there where that flush is. And something wakes you up. When you wake up, you stand up in your spirit. You stand up in your soul. You stand up in your deen of the fitra. You come back to your consciousness. Hey, heart, tell Murad. Thus and so. I can't tell him anything. He's back on his throne.
You have to talk to him direct. How are we going to be together, brothers and sisters, when we don't love each other? Don't you know if something falls on my toe, that's my toe, and it hurts, I'm going to limp. I ain't going to put pressure on the toe. The toe sends a message to all vital organs, something wrong. That's just the damn toe. There's something wrong with our intellectual mind. There's something wrong with our heart. There's something wrong with our spirit. There's something wrong in your consciousness. The whole body is messed up. You can't help nobody because you can't help yourself. And you can't judge nobody because you didn't create yourself. You can't judge yourself. So only Allah judges. But he judges where you can go. That's deep in the heart of the human being. And therefore, we have to understand this is the human community. We're one community. Whether you're Pakistanian, whether you're Turkish, whether you're Indian, you're Native Indian, well, I don't care what you say you are. We are one community as a human being. And this is what Allah wants from us. And if, in fact, we would do that, all this would be easy. Now, brothers and sisters, you have to find people that can lead you. I've been practicing this for years, what Allah wants from us. So that Holy Quran allowed me to walk into Nike. Who walks into Nike? I'm black. Yeah, I might look like a foreigner or someone, but still, that's black. You ain't white. You ain't Caucasian. What are you doing in my place? I'm a billionaire because you need me, Phil. How do I need you, Marat? Well, if you are complacent, if you don't need me. But I come to raise that bottom line. Oh, I got his attention. Call me. He did. We good. Oh, you need me, mate. Well, yeah. Maybe you can help me. I'm going to introduce you to this gentleman here. I said, what's your name? Michael Jordan. Now, I knew of Mike, but I didn't know Mike per se. So I found him. I said, oh, Mike, I knew your name, but I now know you, who you are, what you look like. I got your likeness now. He said, well, I want to create a corporation called Jordan Brand. Can you help? Yes, I can help you. So I launched Jordan Brown for him. Long story. Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, said to Private Jeff to come get me. He wanted to be my partner. Spent 12 hours with him. Who are friends right now today? Jim Brown. He come, if I ask him to come, I go to his home. And he compliments me and said, I never met a man to think bigger than I. Things don't bust my head. It just allows me to work harder. I come in the boxing world, traveled the world with Muhammad Ali for 12 years, and I saw the world. Traveling broadens your scope. But I didn't want to do business with Don King and Aaron, but I had to because of my fighters. But I built my own fighters, 50 world champions, 80 world contenders. Took Showtime out of the black, out of the red into the black. HBO took them to billions. ABC, Bob Iger and I, of course, talked to me just 3 months ago. How do a man call you from Walt Disney? NBC, ABC's, NBC, CBS, Fox Network was my last large fight at the Autodrome, 40,000 people in 2 weeks with Holyfield. But out of those 1,000 fights on all the networks, the highest ever in pay-per-view, so nice I did it twice, when he got Don King, when he got kicked out of HBO. I said, come with me, brother. And we did $117 million in 6 months. I mean, these statistics are all, they write them. I don't write them. You can go to the library, you can see them. Go on your internet or go on your YouTube, and you'll see all of that. But I only did 5 with Aaron in my whole life and 5 with Don King. Because those 5 would benefit my fighter so I could put my pride in my pocket, because one punch, they can be in a wheelchair. The second punch, they can be brain damaged. The last punch, they can be dead. Well, if this is what you chose, I'm going to help you, but I'm not going to use you. I'm for your welfare, not your carfare. And I patent Murad Muhammad promotes real fights. And that's why I was successful, because my ratings of 49 share on NBC and Larry Holmes is only getting $500,000. I took them to the millions. Now, do we have ingrates? Sure. I mean, ingrates. Did I ever get ripped off the money? How about $200 million? But that was my test. Did I have morals? I wanted to build a good name. And a good name is better than gold. That's what the wise mama taught me. May Allah be pleased when we're in paradise. So I got this name. My name is impeccable. Never had one cancellation in 30 years. 40 years, basically. Yeah, 40 years. Not one cancellation. Those are miracles, but don't give it to me. Give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifies his name. So I hear people, they call me, can I help you, can I help me? The problem I have with many people, they don't listen. Everyone I had helped went to another level. But it's not going to happen, brothers and sisters. It don't happen overnight. But it takes 9 months to deliver that baby. She go through hell. She go through trauma. She can die on the operation table. Then she has another one, then another one, then another one. Was she a freak? She's not a freak. She's a creator of nature. And Allah removes them pains from her. And that's why she has another one. And that's why she has another one. But it's a gift to the world. It's an asset to the world. You don't know what's in that womb. Oh, Jesus is not coming back. Adam is not coming back. Muhammad, the Prophet, is not coming back. They did their job. They go to paradise. All them stories you read is fairy tales, but they are you, you Adam, you Joseph, you Lot. You are all of them. If you read it and talk to God directly, he will give it to you. Get those fairy tales out your head. I'm talking to the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists. I don't care who you is. In bands or rabbis or priests or reverend, all those are fairy tales. So Jesus said, I'm going to leave you my mama. And thank you for leaving me my mama, because she delivered me. Look at Iman Wallace, Muhammad's mama. Look at Ms. Farrakhan's mama. Oh, that's a story I would love to tell you about. We don't have the time. Look at our mamas. Can we mistreat them, this female? No, brother, you ain't going nowhere. You don't have a female in that board meeting or on that corporation in your decision, you're not going nowhere. He is powerful. Yes, you got some that's stuck on stupid, but those are the ones you duck. But those who want to repent, Allah says he'll forgive you. But we have to understand, you have to see the success in the individual, because Allah don't raise all of us up, just a few. And all of us have an obligation to do what? To give back. And so I come on this station for 9 years, went viral 3. I say 1 million, but anytime you go viral, it's over. So it's 3 million. It's over 3 million. But I ain't trying to count. If I can reach one person, I'm happy. I can rest at night. And if the fact you don't accept, Allah gives me the credit. All those, I think, if I thought it was 1 billion, Allah would reward me in the hereafter, and it was only 1 billion. How could you lose with the stuff you use? Everything you do. So what is patience? Patience is not looking for it to fall from the sky. Patience is persevering. Patience is continuity. Patience is repetition. Patience is giving it 110%. But what is the patient? It's not going to happen unless God wills it. So do you have patience in Allah? Or why don't you ask Job? Is Job was on the job? Because Allah says, come ye, O workers. Get rid of that thou. Get that E off of his job. Joseph was on the job. Jesus was on the job. Muhammad the prophet was on the job. Peace be upon him. Abraham was on the job. So this is my job. I get barakats for my good intention. Thank you for listening to me. I'm your host tonight, Marad Muhammad. If I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, don't give me that credit. If I say anything incorrect, I say, subhanAllah, he's the best knower. If I say anything to hurt anyone out there, I accept to apologize. That was not my intention. But if you choose to stand up in your soul, if you choose to stand up in your deen, or the picture and the nature in which you was created, if you choose to stand up in your obedience, stand up in your belief, stand up in your faith, but Allah is not going to accept it unless you stand up with love. That's what God wants from us, love. Stand up in your taqwa. Don't give me that credit. Give those credits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorify his name. And I greet you from our father Adam. As-salamu alaykum. I greet you from our father of the intellectual mind of all nationalities of Abraham. As-salamu alaykum. I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. He submit to the will of God. Keep that in mind. It has nothing to do with religion. Do you submit to the will of God? I believe you do. I believe you want to do so. You're Muslim. Don't fault me. It take you time to think about it. You're Muslim. Christian is a Muslim. A Jew is a Muslim. The rabbis and the priests and the Pope, they're Muslim in their nature. Just think about it. Not what they choose to be is what they was created from the earth. And we can't go nothing, go nowhere without that spirit. That's why when we pass, we have to carry you there. Spirit is gone. It doesn't die. It evolves. My mama ain't dead. I talked about her today. She ain't dead. My father's not dead. My sister's not dead. None of your loved ones. They want you to be in spooky land. Yes, I got to say this, brothers and sisters, because it's happening. We believe that heaven's up in the sky. I see brothers and Ellis, oh, point guy, Allah ain't up there. We are earthly people. We are earth. So you think because Satan is no good, Satan is a despicable individual, Satan is going to destroy the insects. He's going to destroy the birds, the bees. He's going to destroy the seven seas. He's going to destroy the trees, the beautiful land. He's going to destroy the sun, the moon, the star. Come on, brothers and sisters. He created Iblis.
How could Eblis have a power to do that? So he can't destroy us. For the book says they killed Jesus not. They didn't crucify him. Jesus left here well before Christianity came about. That's another story. But he wasn't here for religion. He came to take down the fig tree to stop them Jews from multiplying, keeping the truth to themselves. That's all it was. I'm here to work for my Father. That's the way they read it. He wrote it. And he says he had to work for God. So he did what he had to do. So when we leave is when the spirit, none of that dead earth that he moved and shaped, could move. But he said, yes, Iblis, don't bow to this blood, mud, and dirt. What I breathe into it, my Adam nostril, my spirit. So we the spirit of God. That's why we say Allah. Because we little gods walking around here. Because it says in Revelation, he is the God. So to say the, they got to be the little gods. But put it in the proper perspective. So none of our deceased have left. They went where we all is going. I like what Emmanuel Muhammad said, "Hell, I'll be pleased in the grand paradise." He said, those who ride Rolls Royces and Bentleys and Mercedes and BMWs, if they didn't deserve it, they won't have it in the hereafter. And those who didn't, was not able to ride that, you'll be riding that in the hereafter. I thought that was very profound. So you got something to work for. To maintain your moral decency, your five senses. Yeah, see, Jesus, let me say this. Jesus said, simple, right to the point. Jesus says, when he went by the river, the woman had five husbands, and you thought it was physical. No, your five senses. But when you took on that sixth husband, he was out your mind. That means you went outside your five senses. Prophet Muhammad said it a little different. He said, if you bathe yourself in the river five times, you become purified. Well, that's why they do baptizers. But no, that's not what it meant. It meant if you use your five senses like a river flow consistently, repetitionally, it don't back up, it don't delay. It just flows. If you use your five senses, you'll be successful in life because the knowledge of this world was given to you by man. The five senses were given to you in the womb of your mother. So everything is bounced on those five senses. I've heard little kids, 8 years old, turn to another 8 year old and say, you see that, doctor? You don't have no sense. I greet you for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet, sinners, and his companion. Now, we salute him because he's the seal, meaning all the ingredients in him is all the prophets. So when you greet him with the excellent salute given to us by Allah, you salute all of them at one time. See how merciful God is. And may the peace and blessings be upon the prophet, sinners, and his companion. Shir Allah Almighty speak the truth. We pray that all of us that die from COVID-19, that Allah will separate their faults from their goodness, and as he separate the east from the west and ground gender, and those who will suffer what they call COVID-19. Whatever disease that may be, we ask Allah to lift the burden off of those who suffer. And those who are helping those who cannot help themselves. And we ask those who would love to help but does not have the ability to do so. We ask Allah to bless them both with barakat, blessing, because it's called good intention. I'm your host tonight. And inshallah, I'm Iran Muhammad. We'll return tomorrow from 7 to 8. Tune in. Thank you for listening. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.